In the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Chof Ches, we begin Amenal, we begin the taste of the mask, but it begins with the Gemara, but loyas atev, but not the untyped produce. We learned in the Mishnah that although you can move boxes, but not if it's tevel. The reason is because it's muktzah, you're not allowed to move it. Now, it's bothering tastes of Hadam and Rabbi Parakir, this and the Rabbi said, on that Mem Gimel Aleph, that actually tevel untyped produce, Muchen, who ate till Shabbos, it actually is considered prepared, not muktzah regarding Shabbos, Shem Aviv Tiknim Mesukim, where we find that if someone violates it, and it would be fixed. It would be fixable. So therefore, it does not have a status of muktzah. So we see actually, tevel is not muktzah. It's only regarding the context over there regarding that you're not allowed to take on Shabbos a vessel was prepared from before Shabbos and to receive muktzah inside of it. Even so, we're saying that if you have a barrel of tevel that broke, you're allowed to bring a vessel and to put it beneath it. There, we don't get to the muktzah. Because we weren't so stringent regarding receiving the tevel in a vessel to consider as mabatul kli mechane as much as it is regarding it biyadayim, but to move it biyadayim, for that we actually do consider it muktzah, and therefore tevel is included in the category of a mishnah of things that cannot be moved on Shabbos. The next is the master begins with the gemara b'doy agab asimon that was redeemed on an asimon. Which takes to explain why didn't the gemara explain the halacha of the mishnah in a different type of a case, which can be according to everyone. But the Gemara brought that it's what we're saying that you can't move on Shabbos, my shin that was not redeemed. It was redeemed, but not according to the halacha. It was redeemed on a coin that doesn't have a tur on it. So Tais says, Hadin HaKar HaSimon, this that we say HaSimon, Hanyu D'loi Kareb Daisi, the Perek HaZav. First of all, it's not like Kareb Daisi and Perek HaZav, but it's the Mem Zayin HaBez. Because he holds actually that you could be Mechal Ma'is Shin on HaSimon, even though it doesn't have a tzura. But additionally, Tais says, V'Avim Atzal Meimer, the Gemara could have said, that Mois HaNitan HaSimon L'Beis HaMechaz. So we're talking about money, that, what does it mean it was not halachically redeemed? It's money that's given to the bathhouse, which that would be L'Divya HaKol, that it cannot be redeemed like that. So why don't you say a case that's according to everyone? Elorah, says, Tais, Mishum, the Imkin, if that would be the case, my Kamash one, then what would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Obviously, that you cannot move it because it wasn't redeemed at all. Now the Chiddush is like Rabbanan, that even on Asimon it's not redeemed, that therefore it would be forbidden to be moved because actually that is a Machlokes. The next day, the master begins with the Gemara, but that's not Kesav Kamlai. I send the Pasuk, you give him the money, and it becomes his. Shesh explains, first of all, this Pasuk, and second of all, how do you know the Allah of Shavu Kesav is Kesav? Because the Gemara brought that the Mishnah, the sister case of the previous one regarding Hektish, that was not redeemed. So, because by Hektish, it was done on Karka. And Hektish cannot be redeemed on Karka. Like the Pasuk says, as a taste of the Masal quotes, but not like Kesav become Loi, so it cannot be on land. So, first of all, says Taiz in a Pasuk. There actually is no such a Pasuk. Elabi Yosef Chamisha's Kesav Ekecha Allah become Loi, it's a Pasuk of Yikuch Abzayin, different words. That if he adds on a fifth of money, of the value, then it becomes his regarding this hektish field. But it says, it's the norm of the Talmud to abridge and to say things in a different abridged version. And the day that he was angry, he wouldn't daven. Shnemak says in the pasuk, but tsar al yera, which there is no such pasuk. There's a similar pasuk, but doesn't say such a pasuk. Similarly, Parakah Red, the Gemara Brachas of Nanema Beis says, when it's talking about halacha, regarding that it depends on the interpretation of the dream, Shenemak says in the Pasuk, Kalachalim, Esilchum, Achapel, all the dreams go after the mouth that interprets it. Again, no such Pasuk. There is a Pasuk by Yehi Kasher Pasul on the Kenayu, but doesn't say this. Now, but then Tez has the following question, the Kashlari. The Rebbe finds it difficult, because if based on this quote, Pasuk, it's not really the Pasuk, something like this, but Menei Mekesiv Davka, we should say that you should only be able to redeem Hektish literally on money. Because that's what the Pasuk says, Nasif Kesef. And Bechitim, we begin to say, Dishav Kesef, Kesef, that, okay, but things that are equivalent of money is like money itself. Well, then Chadda, first of all, says, Taisin, the Gabin Nizakim, Matzuchin, Akra. It's not true. We find by damages, when you have to pay back the victim, that we need a special Pasuk of Yashiv to return L'Rabashav Kesef, that to include if somebody has monetary value. But just if it says Kesef, it would mean literally money. But like Morba says, Taisin, if that would be the case, that Shabbat Kesef is Kesef, that's all the Karkanami, then even land also is worth money. And it should also be including kesef. Then how do we know, as the Gemara is saying, that it's excluding if you're paid the hektish on land? So by Marie, the Rebbe actually says the machlal of prat nafka. We know it from a klal and a prat that shabbat kesef is like kesef, excluding land, because kidnam bebuchayris. Like we learned in Mishnah Masechta Bechayris, Perek Yesh Bechayl Nachum Nav Nunav Malv, that says ain't paid you now to redeem with leba avodim, now with slaves, the bekakos, now with land, lebektish, now with hektish. The Gemara explains the boy lemeima. That we also want to say regarding these exclusions of redemption, that so too, neither can you redeem hektish with these types of items too. Now, Regarding the redeeming of the firstborn, which we said you cannot be on these things. The Gemara brings that we know it from a klal prad. What's a klal prad? It says, you should redeem the child when he's 1 month old. That's a klal. Just says redeem it. Could be with anything. Then it says kesef, money, that's pratik, that's a specific. Then tifted says, again, the general terminology of redeeming, cause of a klal. So that's a klal prad, a klal. Ma prat mefur is just like the specific is exacting, that's dava metal, it's something that's movable. And it's worth money. So to all things, which excludes land. Says, here that the Gemara compares, same thing as regarding the redeeming of the hektation, also the learn of a by the cloud. Says, v'nasan, this pasuk, v'nasan kesef v'kam lay, v'nasan to give, that's cloud, that's general. Kesef money, it's part specific. Then it says, v'kam lay, should be his, cause of a cloud, v'chulu. Then it's again, a cloud by the cloud. That's how you know, something that's movable, and it's worth money, which, yeah, would include kesef and chavik kesef, but excluding that of karka. Now, although that would taste bringing that would be the source. The me, however, in the Brisa actually expounds this halacha from a different pasuk. It says in the pasuk, all your evaluations of the hekdesh should be with the holy coin. Now, matemel was the pasuk teaching. Since it says you should redeem it, so yachal, you were thinking about vodim, mishtarzik, you could redeem it with slaves and with documents and with land. Temelam shekel kodesh is the holy shekel, which means to say, no, it has to be with someone with money. Oh, but based on that, says the Brisa, in the slum, I would only know literally coins. Menayim l'rab is called metal. How do you not include anything that's movable? Oh, tamalim, that's what it says. Ufad the be'erkecha, you should redeem it with its value. So, in Canada, that's the case. Lomanam b'shekel. Why does it say b'shekel? Oh, that's prat l'avad m'shtaras k'koyz, to exclude that of servants, documents, and of lands. So, what's bothering Teis is, so then, if Teis can learn it from a different passing, why don't we say over here from the drush of Teis kind of? So Teis is here also similar to what we said in the beginning. Ali kein derech hashas is the norm for the Talmud. Sheini may be a kardosh. It doesn't bring the primary exposition. Like it brings many times in shas. Oh, in her youth, she's in her father's household, which tells us kol shvach norm labia. All the prophets that she gets in her youth goes to her father. Now, as Teis says, avagav da'ahu. But first in Dominic, although that's actually said in the context of nullifying the vows, and now we're going to shvach norm. But we find this many times in Chas that the Gemara brings a drasha that's just a simpler one to bridge it, even though really in truth we learned it out from somewhere else. The next Tosafot master begins with the Gemara. He says, "I'm a talma shebischuchis. You can even move broken pieces of glass." Tosafot comes to resolve the learning in the Mishnah according to the Brisa, because we learn in the Brisa that you can move mustard because it's a food for doves. Shimon Gamliel says, "Even broken pieces of glass." Now, Teis is Madai from this word, Ab Metaltlin, Mash Metaltlin, the Moidl Tanakama, that he agrees to the Tanakama, that the Matachartl, that he permits to move mustard seed, and Shimon Wheel is just going to add on even broken pieces of glasses, because it says, Ah. But then Teis Bahad, Bahad, now, but this, I would learn the Mishnah, Shimon Wheel, Matta Balov. When we say in the Mishnah, it sounds like Shimon Wheel says, you're allowed to move the loaf, but the mustard that the Tanakama says forbidden, he agrees to that. But here it sounds like that he agrees to this time to come in the Brisa that mustard is allowed to be moved. So it says, Teis no, v'choshkin the matzah b'chagel. In our Mishnah, that it says he permits to move the loaf, it's also the loaf, and for sure that of the mustard, as we see from here in the Brisa. Tinek says, matzah begins with the Gemara, chnisin la'itzim, if he brought it in to be his firewood, then in Mastabik, then he's not allowed to use it on Shabbos. This explains the wording of the Brisa. Brisa said that these bundles of all these different types of herbs, that if you brought it in for the storehouse to dry it up, then it's muktzah, and you can't use it on Shabbos. But if you brought it for animal food, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So Teis says, Ikel Mem, what you could say is, the Hachikama, that this is what the Brisa is saying, because Teis is addressing an inherent contradiction. But he's saying that here when it says he brought it for firewood, you can't use it, it's saying Hastama, but in general, without any specific intention, as if he brought it in to be used for animal food. And Teis says, the reason why you have to say this, they shouldn't ask a question, the inferences of the ratio to the sefer, because seemingly it's difficult. When the ratio says specifically, if he brought in to be firewood and his mukta, but let's say he brought in without any intent, then it would be permitted to be utilized from it. Problem is, the sefer sounds like, oh, if you brought it in to be animal food, then you could use it, but in general, stama, then you wouldn't be able to. So Teis says, as if we have to say that no, it's nasa. It's only bringing it for firewood, then you can't. But in Stam, would be like Michael Behema, and you would be able to use it on Shabbos. Ketuvah says, about to begin with the Gemara, the chazal umtza that's fit to chew it in a raw state. Teis brings a raya from here, that the blood in the limbs itself that never got detached, you're allowed to eat, because the Gemara brought that the meat of duck is not mukta, even though you didn't salt it, because it's eaten like that in the raw state. Says faces, so Mekan Raif, and here's a proof, the Dame of Avam Shalapirish, but he didn't salt it, means he didn't draw out the blood. So you're not allowed to eat the blood of an animal, but the blood of the limbs that never got detached yet, that muta that's permitted to come in the chazir limbs, because it says it's fit to be chewed raw, avagav demleich, even though it was not salted. Kinex says the master begins with the gemara, dag tafel, unsalted fish, asla tafel, is forbidden to be moved. Tosfos can explain that what's different, the halacha of unsalted fish from unsalted meat, because the Brisa says unsalted fish that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos, because it's not fit to be eaten when it's raw. Now, Tosfos about the time, it's a wonder. But the Shari Bas is tough from the fact that it permits to move raw meat. So I'm a Kriv Shimon Asya, obviously, that they hold like Kriv Shimon, that it's okay, that it doesn't hold the halacha mukta, and therefore, even though there's no really tilly for it on Shabbos, because usually salted, still it's not going to be mukta. Same game, that's the case, dag tavel not an issue, so then unsalted fish should also be permitted, because it's a tavel, just like unsalted meat. Unless it says, what you could say is, that actually the dag tavel ain't a roll of cloth, it's not true, because meat, even unsalted, it's fit for the dogs. And therefore, it's not mukta. But fish that's unsalted is not fit even for dogs, and if it's going to be mukta, even according to Shimon. Or you know, another approach you could say, it's Kribi Huda, it's going like Kribi Huda. But dag tafel, an unsalted fish, alpha pisharol the klovim is asal tavle, even though it's actually fit for the dog to not move it. Because the chamid the chazal inish, anything that's fit for a person, le mekatz le klovim. They don't set aside for dogs. And that's actually why it's mukta. Whereas basa tafel, mutl tavle, bihuda, but whereas the unsalted meat, it's permitted according to be to move it, mishumaychalachaya. Because wealthy people feed it to their animals, and therefore it's not going to be mukta. That's the difference between meat and fish. According, if you say that it's going like a Yehuda. Then the next Tezer Masl, which is related, Tezer Masl says, Matatna Satsavas, you're allowed to move the bones, which we said in the Brisa, you're allowed to move on Shabbos because it's food for the dogs. So Tezer says, if you can explain the Brisa like a Yehuda, so in the Yehuda, this like Mikzel, my recurrent Shalahoyala Basavet, we have to say that there was no meat on it from before Shabbos. Meaning from before Shabbos, it was already set to be given to the dogs because all it had was bones. Because if it had the meat from before Shabbos, so then it would have been designated for a person to eat. And then you would not be able to move it because people don't eat it unsalted and you're not going to give it to the dogs. And therefore, it must be talking about if you can move the bones, must have been that the meat already was not on it already from before Shabbos.